produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Welcome, everyone, to the latest broadcast of The Secret Place. I am your host, Josh, also known as Broken Scribe. I want to thank all those that have been tuning in via the website or the internet or dialing in through the main lines. I pray that these sessions will continue to bless you. And, of course, thank you for all the love and support that I've been getting from everyone. Now, if you've missed some of these broadcasts, in the near future, I'm working on a page where I'll be archiving these. So if you did miss any, you can always go back to that page, make it easier for you going forward here. I will publish them on that site after they're broadcast through the radio station here, so keep an eye out for that. I'll also be adding the link for that site audibly through one of these sessions here so that you guys can stay up to date. Facebook.com/Broken Scribe. Make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe, so if I go live on there, you'll be able to get a notification. Again, thanks everybody for all the love and the support, and pray that the Lord continues to be a beacon in your life and bringing hope to everything that you lay your hands on. Yeah, let's get into the broadcast. Two things I wanted to focus with this broadcast here. One is the breath of life, and the second one is the breath of supernatural life. Let's look at the first one. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So the first breath animated the physical man, making him a living soul, placing in a vessel of mud a spirit with its unique characteristics and personality, and setting that shell as man's abode. Think about it for a moment. Think about the awesomeness of God, having the ability to pour out of himself an infinite amount of individuals, with different personalities, with unique characteristics. Millions and billions of souls have been poured out throughout the history of man. Mind blowing. That he would place a spirit that would be who we are inside of this shell, to dwell and facilitate traversing this physical landscape. Let's look at the word indwelling. It says permanently present in or spiritually possessing someone's soul or mind, fixed in a person's body for a long period of time. Through the indwelling, God has gifted his children the ability to live forever, to become everlasting. You, my friend, no longer have an expiration date. Ooh. Are you getting this? Isaiah 55:3, let's move on. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. So this is an invitation that God has been making since the beginning. Psalm 24:1. Psalm of David. It says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4 says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Verse 7 said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 10. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Now, you may be asking yourself, who are these gates that can lift their heads? And who are these everlasting doors that God is speaking of? It is the generation that seeks after his face, whom has maintained his heart pure and his hands clean. God has decided since the beginning to abide in you, creating a dwelling place for himself in the physical realm. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. I need you to remember that in the beginning, after the creation of time and space, God breathed into man life. but the components he used to sculpt man may have an expiration date, but the spirit that he placed in man is eternal. And through this process, we have now been given the opportunity to become the house of God. All right, let's keep moving on. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 1 Corinthians 6:19. God has been hinting since before our forefathers, before he laid the earth's foundation, before he breathed into Adam, before he spoke light into existence, that he has wanted to reside in the hearts of men. The indwelling initiates a heavenly line of communication with the Father. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Proverbs 1:23. This new dwelling place made by the hands of God himself, he has decided to abide in his creation. Emmanuel, God with men. Not just dwell among men, but to dwell in men. I must warn you, though, that there is another who is attempting to take dwelling in a place where only God belongs. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-4. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you brothers, not to be easily disconcerted or alarmed by any spirit or message or letter seeming to be from us, alleging that the day of the Lord has already come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for it will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction, is revealed. He will oppose and exalt himself above every so-called God or object of worship. So he will seat himself in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Quietly keep him the shepherds distracted, inventing new ways to enter in, whether voluntary or involuntarily, providing a solution for the chaos that they themselves have manufactured, enticing man with an ungodly form of eternal life, attempting to extend the lifespan of the flesh. John 14:23 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come into him and make our abode with him. We will make our abode. The word abode in the Greek is pronounced mone. A staying, that is, residence, abode, mansion. God prepares a mansion for those who believe in Christ and asks in return that we shall prepare our hearts as guest chambers for him to dwell in. As he enters the loving, cleansed, and believing heart, we hear him say, "This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it." Psalms 132:14. But the second breath, John 20:21-23. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The second breath was the breath of supernatural life. The breath of supernatural life transformed the man into an ambassador. An ambassador to the glory of God. Now, the point of God dwelling in men was not just to feel warm and fuzzy during worship. It was to give you power. I said it was to give you power. Power to tread over scorpions, power to overcome bondage, power to deliver your fellow man from the deepest pit, power to perform miracles, signs, and wonders, power in order to manifest the supernatural into the natural realm. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has given us a spirit not of fear, but of power." First Corinthians 4:20, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power." Ephesians 3:16, "That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being." Everywhere that the king sets his feet, his power and his authority are made known. And that is why the Spirit gives testimony to who are the sons of God, to alert the world that he has made his abode in you. Residing in the mansions, which is the hearts of men. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an invitation. An invitation to surrender your hearts and every chamber therein to allow the Holy Spirit to enter in and begin to prepare the chambers for when the king decides to make his arrival and step into your heart and make that place his resting place. We give you glory, Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Now the question today is, will you lift up your head? Will you open thine everlasting gates? to allow the King of the universe, the King of glory, to begin to reside and operate in the deepest recesses of your heart, ejecting all that does not belong, ejecting all that does not belong, that resides, so that the King of glory may take his rightful place where he has desired to reside from the beginning, just before he laid the foundations of the earth. He said, let us make man on. This is your opportunity right now. Your opportunity to say yes to the King of glory. He that is, that was, and is still to come. The King whose presence transcends from the invisible into the visible. Rebo shendere beki men sotuama, eraba sotuere beki men shendere be. This is your opportunity to say, yes, Lord, I open up my heart. I open up the mansion inside so that you can walk the halls, so that you can fill the mansion that you have created in me and fill it with your glory. Because regardless to everything that I've gone through, that everything that has existed to cause turmoil in my life, you is whom I belong to. Is that you in here tonight? Those who are listening through this broadcast, this is an invitation to invite God to live in your heart. So that even though you're going through turmoil, even though that you're going through tribulation, allowing God to enter inside of you will allow you to rest fully in the midst of that storm. As the God of glory commands the winds to be silent.
Thanks for listening to The Secret Place. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support our broadcast, please share it with others and post about it on social media. To catch all the latest from Josh and The Secret Place, you can follow him on Facebook and Instagram at Broken Scribe. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.